In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
So I'm standing on the shore of Lake George, what is left of it, since the big drawdown and Marion's water crisis 3 years ago. I'm here with Jason Brown, who is a competitive fisherman down on the bigger lakes, and he is out here with me today just throwing some bait and trying to do a little population survey. Jason, what are you finding out here at Lake George?
Lake George certainly isn't dead. It's a long ways from its glory days, and it's a long way from getting back to that if we're lucky enough to put in the work to get it there. But, I mean, there's fish here. There's bluegill. You can see from the banks everywhere. Pulled out a couple small largemouth today. So don't be afraid to come out here and give them a shot. Mm-hmm. And biggest thing is raising some awareness and hopefully gaining some traction into getting it back where it was. And yeah, I don't know what else to say about it. Just so don't give up on it.
Yeah. So you've identified some bluegill beds here around the edges. So be a great opportunity for youngsters to come out here. And how would they need to fish this?
As far as the bluegill go, hey, old fashioned cane pole, cork, and a worm will do it just fine. For the bass, yeah, don't be afraid of the heavy cover because that's where they're going to be. And so yeah, maybe some smaller baits because the fish are seeming to be a little bit smaller, the younger fish. Is there a big one still in here? I would say yes. There's a breeding population of fish in here, which means bigger, older fish. From the bank will be tough, but it'll be worth it if you can get into a few. But definitely your kayak, float tube, little boat, something like that, if you can get them in here.
Yeah, what makes it tough from fishing from the bank?
The water primrose, which is growing out a pretty good ways from the bank, just kind of floats on the surface. It's a tough, hardy weed to get stuff in and out of. Mm-hmm. So get a bait stuck in it and there's a chance that bait's probably gone. But hey, the fish love it. If you can get, like, say, that's why it'd be easier, even waders. I should have mentioned that too. Even waders, any way you can get and fish these outside edges of these things,
so fish from the water back toward the bank
would be the easier route. Yeah, but like I say, if even from the bank you can still catch a few,
and probably wear some gum boots or something so you can get down to the edge. Yeah. A little closer.
Yeah, you get real close to the water primrose and it starts getting pretty soft pretty quick. I've got some mud on my work shoes to prove it.
And there are a lot of willows out here too, which are pretty good cover, aren't they?
Yeah, the willows are great. It'll make for tougher fishing, but the bass will absolutely love to get up in there, especially hot sunny days when they're seeking out shade and cooler water. They'll definitely bury themselves up in there and can be caught if you can get a bait in there to them and then get them out. That's the fun part, is getting them out of it. Yep. But you can have a good day out here if you put in the proper effort.
And you told me something a few minutes ago before we started recording about how life finds away.
I hate to rip off Jurassic Park, but Jeff Goldblum's character Dr. Malcolm says life finds a way, and it always does. And even if the fish population in here did die, they're back in it. It'll find a way to regenerate itself. Nature is a fine machine in that way. So
like grass growing in concrete cracks.
Yep. Yeah. You find grass growing in the cracks of sidewalks as you're walking down the street. You know, life finds a way to make things happen for itself.
Well, so, life has certainly found a way to continue here at Lake George, despite the fact that it's probably a third of its size as far as water volume goes. It's about 50 feet from its historic shore, I guess, the water's edge is now. But this riprap where they've built the cofferdam, that provides some opportunity too. If you can, you're not supposed to be on it. It's illegal to get out there on that, but you could find a way to get out there on some small craft.
Oh, absolutely. Fish. Yeah. Yeah. Bass love, well, fish love cover in general for the most part. Mm-hmm. They always want to be on or around something. And riprap is a great example of that. So if you can find a way to get around it, that, like say, like Chris just said, it on the water. You don't want you on the cofferdam for safety reasons, but yeah, you know, anything like a square bill crankbait, throw topwater around it, throw a jig around it, chances are you're gonna pick up a fish or two.
Of course, that interview was recorded a few days ago in the afternoon. Since the article has come out in the paper, there's been a lot of discussion about folks didn't know that the lake is back open. Several months ago, we reported in the Crittenden Press that the lake was back open to fishing with some limitations about where anglers could fish from the bank. They can't be on top of that riprap, as we said. So a lot of information in that article in the newspaper this week to remind people what they can do out there. And also the city is working on a plan to get that boat launching area back to where it's able to serve the community to allow boats to be launched there. Right now there's somewhat of a berm or a ledge, in a rock ledge where the launching area used to be. They're going to get that back to where it's suitable to launch a small boat. You can't have a boat with an engine on it in that lake, but you can run a trolling motor or use a paddle. So kayaks would be a great opportunity, as Jason Brown has mentioned. I'll be right back in just a moment with more news.
This Livingston County News is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, located at 318 West Main Street, Salem. To talk to a crop advisor or schedule an appointment, call 270-988-3770.
The Livingston County Grand Jury met recently in Smithland and indicted individuals, 10 of them, on various criminal charges. Among them, Matthew Ryan Eagleson, 36, of Paducah, indicted on trafficking charges. Travis Reasons, 46, of Leadbetter, was indicted on trafficking in methamphetamine charges as well. Robert Ray Sanders, 53, of Smithland, was indicted on possession of a controlled substance and operating while intoxicated. Ty Peck, 21, of Leadbetter, was indicted on a felony charge of fraudulent firearm transaction. Zoe Skinner, 25, of Grand Rivers, was indicted on a charge of theft by unlawful taking of a firearm. Felony animal torture and cruelty charges were amended against Regina K. Tackwell, 45, of Smithland, and those charges were dropped down to a misdemeanor and remanded back to district court. Natasha Rittenberry, 37, of Salem, was indicted on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. Matthew Shane Robertson, 38, of Smithland, indicted for flagrant non-support. Darren D. Scarborough, 22, of Paducah, indicted for theft by unlawful taking of a firearm. And Richard F. Watkins, 62, of Grand Rivers, indicted on charges of receiving stolen property. Those and more information on each of those charges can be found in last week's Crittenden Press. Well, everyone's talking about how hot it's been, and you know, when it gets this hot, it means it's July, right? And we're right on the cusp of July, and coming up really soon will be the Tulu fireworks. Those will be launched on July 5th. That's a big event down in Tulu. Draws literally thousands of people. Fireworks, so that'll be on the Saturday night of the 4th of July weekend. On again, July 5th, There are going to be vendors there, as usual, a lot of food vendors. They will get started serving around 4 p.m., so come early and stay late for the show down in Tulu. The Marion Tourism has jumped in to help pay for some portable toilets down there and help those folks out as they put on quite a show every year and draw in people from all over West Kentucky and beyond. Well, we don't have much in sports this week. The dead period, the KHSAA dead period, if you've never heard about that before, that's a two-week period that the coaches cannot communicate with, contact, have any sports practices or anything at all. It gives the kids a two-week break. So that starts this week on actually tomorrow night at midnight and runs for 2 weeks. So it's going to kind of put a chill on any type of sporting events going on other than recreational stuff around the community. Of course, the tournaments, the rec league tournaments have been going on in Marion and other communities around the area. That's the Lakes Area Baseball and Softball League that Crittenden belongs to, along with Lyon and Livingston, Caldwell County and Webster County. They're all hosting their end of season tournaments, and now they will turn to All-Stars. The Crittenden County 12 and under girls softball team won the championship in their division, so congratulations to those girls. And don't forget to grab your Crittenden Press this week. We have a article we're working on that revolves around the occupational tax and its rate increase that goes into effect on July 1st. We'll take a close look at the way that that is policed for those who don't pay and kind of give you an idea of who's paying their taxes. It's a difficult tax to police and make sure people are paying it. A number of delinquencies have piled up over the years, but now local officials have a new tool at their disposal to help in making sure that that is a fairly administered tax across the board. And that's a wrap on this morning's program. We'll talk to you a little later in the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.